It's your daily adult dosage of the Constitution. The Mark Levin Show. Call him now at 877-381-3811.
Well, let me see if I can do this. Given all your inquiries and your interest and your affection for me and my family and mine for you. Let me start this way. I spend many, many hours preparing for this program. I'm not alone, others do. Some of you may not think it, but it's true. I air Eastern Time at 6 p.m. Show runs 3 hours in most markets. So, among other things, I have to prep all day and even the night before. News that breaks in the morning, news that breaks in the afternoon, news that breaks before I come on the air. If I were broadcasting in the morning or the afternoon, I wouldn't have to constantly update. But that's my time slot. I'm not complaining. I'm explaining how I do this show. And I also try to bring something different or something more to the broadcast to try and delve deeply into areas of my expertise and knowledge, whether it's history or economics or the Constitution and so forth. Just for those of you who listen to a lot of hosts all day, to provide you with something different. Now, why am I telling you all this? I'm telling you all this because in addition to hours and hours of prep for the show and deciding what to do and how to do it and so forth, in addition to writing and researching books and my landmark legal work, I just want you to know what I do is very solitary. It's very solitary. I need to focus, I need to study, I need to research, I need to write. Through it all, hour after hour, day after day, month after month, and year after year, one thing was a constant. And that was my little buddy Pepsi. Now, those of you who don't care about these things, you can tune out. That's fine. But I'm trying to respond to the thousands and thousands of inquiries so you can get a feel for this, for who he was and so forth. He would lay by my feet, he'd sit by my side, he'd nudge me to exercise, to play with him, to go out. Pure joy. Pure happiness. A truly bright light in this household. He could catch a tennis ball right out of the air, but he was very reluctant to give it back. He could catch a treat right out of the air. I can remember once my mother was at our house and she was talking and holding a hot dog and a hot dog roll out, and he did a clean take. This is like 5-6 years ago. Jumped up right out of her hand. And yet he didn't do that all the time. But he did have that mischievous side to him. We have in our kitchen sort of a pull-out drawer where you put the trash bag. Seemed like a good idea at the time. But when nobody was around, Pepsi would open it, pull the bag out, bring it into the family room, lay it all on the floor. And let me tell you, when Griffin was here, Griffin who'd been abused for most of his life, Griffin who didn't get to live like a regular dog most of his life, he was in heaven getting the leftovers with Pepsi and so forth. When I'd leave the house, Pepsi would stand at the window, and he'd watch me drive away. When I arrived home, he was the first one at the door with his tail wagging, kind of in a propeller fashion, supersonic speed. When we adopted Sprite, 2004, the fall of 2004, Pepsi welcomed him into the home. And when Sprite passed away, it affected him. They were very close. So my family brought in Griffin a few months later. At first, Pepsi was skeptical, but he got along with everyone, whether human or animal. And they became very tight, too. Pepsi didn't hate anyone or anything. Now, in the many months leading to Griffin's death, over the past year, I would have to change his cloth diaper 12 to 15 times a day because, among other things, he had a cancerous tumor in his bladder. He also had some spine and disc problems, so he needed me to lift him up a lot. Luckily, he was only 30 pounds or so. He got down to about 18. Through all this, Pepsi was patient and tolerant and pleasant. And then Griffin passed away in December. So I just figured I'd have now time to focus on him. And him alone. Then give him all the attention in the world. My buddy. Pepsi'd been with us for 12 and a half years. He helped me recover from my heart attack. And all the other stuff. He just would not let me lie there and feel sorry for myself. He also, when we would come home from a short trip, I don't like taking long trips, he would do what we call the devil run around the house. I mean, go so fast, I don't know how he missed the furniture and the walls, but he always did. And we'd all laugh. And he was in almost perfect health. In fact, for most of his life, up until January of this year, he was in perfect health, other than a thyroid pill. I even looked at it, I said, geez, he only takes half a pill. Good. No other pills. About a month ago, I started to take him on long walks. He couldn't take long walks. And I noticed he was having problems with his hind legs. So the doctors, the vets, took a look, a very close look. They couldn't figure out what was wrong, but his muscles in his hind area were atrophying. We didn't know why. But that was the least of the problems, as it turned out. I couldn't walk him 3 weeks ago 40 feet. This is a dog that loved to run. He was a puppy his whole life, right up until then. And when we'd go up to bed, he would slowly come up the steps, and then he was wheezing heavily. So he was checked for a couple illness, Cushing's disease. Seemed to have the markers, but turns out he didn't have it. But my buddy Chris Hushin, vet, he said his white blood cells are through the roof. You better take him to the emergency hospital, which I did. He had a bad heart, it turns out. It also turns out he had early stages of heart failure, which threw off blood clots to his lungs. This is 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago. The cardiologist did a great job. They felt they had his heart under control. The lungs were clearing up, but there was still fluid in them. Just to bring this to closure, I had to bring him back in, not last Friday, the Friday before, because he wasn't moving very well. So they adjusted his medicines, which worked, but they still needed to clean out his lungs. We all went and we saw him, not this Saturday, the Saturday before. He seemed to be doing pretty well. We were hoping to bring him home the next day or the day after. But he got very, very sick. And he wasn't going to come home again. in the kind of operation they would have done, it's likely it would have done more damage than good. In fact, they said it would have been a heroic operation. So we had to say goodbye to them. And that's what we did. So now you know why I wasn't here last week. This is the first show I've done in most of my broadcasting career without him by my feet. I'll move on now because most of you are probably tuning out. But anyway, if you want to learn more about him, you can just read Rescuing Sprite. But there is one other thing I want to mention. Since Sprite passed away, and then Griffin, and now Pepsi, I am doing what I can to raise funds for shelter dogs, particularly dogs that are not wanted. They kill millions of dogs every year. And if we together can stop them from killing hundreds or a couple of thousand, then that's what I'd like to do. I am not comparing this to the suffering of losing a child, which is unimaginable to me, and so forth. So please don't make that parallel or draw that conclusion. I am not. But he was still my best buddy. And he's left a big unfilled hole in this family. But if you're of the mind, if you can't, I understand, but if you're of the mind, from time to time I'm going to mention this, we have expanded our fund. All of the money in this fund, all of it, goes to helping save shelter dogs and treat their medical conditions, particularly the more difficult conditions, and particularly elderly dogs, but not exclusively. So if you can help, many of you have lost dogs and so forth, this would be a good way to do it. It's not to give me any money. Nobody takes anything out of this. This is all to help these dogs. I have posted a link on my website, marklevinshow.com. I have posted a link on my social sites, including Facebook and so forth. It's the Pepsi Griffin Sprite Legacy Gift. We don't have any more little dog buddies here anymore. And to lose 2 and 5.5 months, some days, frankly, it's unbearable. But we muscle through, don't we? We have no choice. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin on 77 WABC.
You know, the news keeps getting worse. First, the IRS warns us that, first of all, let me just say this. Thank you for your indulgence, and we'll continue to move on here together. I want to thank you all. I feel like you're my big family, and I hope you feel the same way when I speak to you every day. I think we have a special bond. And again, I just want to thank you, but I'm going to move on now. The news keeps getting worse. First, the IRS warns us that